Everyone in your life is a stranger. It's amazing how the human brain works. I just finished publishing an article on Medium titled Everyone in Your Life is a Stranger. And you might not actually be able to notice it, but I thought we'll discuss a little bit about my thought process between the time that I thought about writing that article and then getting to this point where I've published the article and then now I'm talking about it. And it's going to go all over the place. So if you're listening to this, today is day two of the 100-day podcast. This is June 2nd, 2020. And yesterday I started publishing 100 episodes of daily podcasts on my podcast. And if you want to find out why, you just need to go to the previous podcast and you listen to the impetus and the reason why, all that happened. And I did say in that episode that we're going to talk about what I decided and how I made the decision. So I'm going to give you a brief overview today of what happened, the steps that I took to increase my chances of accomplishing this goal. And then we are going to talk about why everyone in your life is a stranger. So, you know, start with me finishing up what I said yesterday and then moving that. But if this is the first time that you're listening to this podcast, my name is Kamga Chasa and I'm a creative. For the past, probably my whole life, I've been wanting to make a living from creating. Maybe not necessarily say make a living, but I wanted to create and did not want to have financial obligations and constraints that will stop me from creating. So now I live in the US and I'm married for the past 2 years. And actually, this month, by day 23, this one, day 23 of the podcast, I'll be celebrating my second anniversary in the US. This is 2 years since I left Cameroon. This was the first time I was in the plane, but I digress. So let's start first with the steps that I took to, you know, increase my chances of creating, and then we'll move to why everyone is a stranger. And just so you know, the title Everyone's a Stranger and the thing I wrote was about a review for the book Talking to Strangers by Malcolm Gladwell. And I'm going to put a link to the article on Medium if you want to read in the description, of course. So what happened? I read the article by Daniel. I made a decision to create and I looked at my life and decided that there's so much going on that I need to sort out, things I need to clear out. And so the first thing that I did, which is still linked to Daniel, that I saw his description on his Instagram. I was, you know, reading and searching and researching and finding out who he was, what he was doing. And I found out he wasn't using Instagram. Like, Israel had written about, he has been writing, I think, a daily article on his blog for over a year. I think the whole of 2017 or 2018, I don't remember. He's not writing as much now, probably because he's doing his machine learning course and making videos on YouTube. But he wrote for a year nearly every single day. And then, as you heard in the previous episode, he did the podcast, the 100-day podcast. So now I decided, well, I already wanted to create more. What steps can I actually take to creating more? So I chose to leave Facebook. But then I didn't want to leave Facebook in a brouhaha and a loud, you know, bang, like, all right, guys, I'm deleting my Facebook account. Facebook is evil. Look at what they're doing with Twitter and Trump and everything. I just put up a post saying profile offline till August 2020. You can, you know, connect with me on my newsletter. I put that on my profile on Instagram. I put it on my profile on Facebook. I deleted on my Instagram on my phone, deleted Facebook on my phone. I was thinking of keeping my Facebook page to share my articles and even the podcast. But then I felt like I was giving myself an out. Like, I could use the Facebook page and just pull it over. Yeah, let me just check my Facebook page and then still be reading my stats and still watching things. So I decided, you know what? I'll go cold turkey. I'll just delete the apps from my phone, sign off from my page. Like, I haven't disconnected my page. I haven't paused my Facebook page. I just no longer. So literally the whole of yesterday, the first day, which I did, I disconnected the day before, the whole of yesterday, I did not check my Facebook at all. I did not check my Instagram. And I would not say I started feeling more, readier or smarter or anything like that. It's more like I finally understand why people do this, you know, 30 days off social media and everything. And the big thing for me was how much time I spend on social media. I mean, I'm already aware that I spend time on social media. I'm already aware that it takes a lot of time. And I use this app called Your Hour on my phone to track my phone habits, number of unlocks, you know, which apps I use the most. But by the way, I use WhatsApp. WhatsApp is my most used app, and with reason, because I communicate with my family predominantly on WhatsApp. So it made sense. But I didn't like the fact that I was spending hours on my phone. And the thing about Your Hour is that it gives you rating. Like, sometimes it says obsessed, dependent, it gives you ratings based on how you use your phone. And right now it shows that I'm obsessed, and I don't like that some weird phone app is telling me that I'm obsessed with my phone. So I chose, so, you know, I'm going to challenge this thing to stop telling me that. So that was it. I decided to delete all that. And maybe I'll talk about it in depth. If that's something you're interested in, you know, just let me know in the comments. I don't know, I'll probably write about, you know, this whole process once I'm done. But I chose to leave social media for 3 months. Like, when I say social media, I'm still using Twitter to share my articles. That's like the one I left because I like Twitter. There's a lot of people that I listen to, that I read, who are very influential in their opinions and ideas. So I do enjoy Twitter. I decided I was going to use Twitter to continue going, but I only use it on my computer. So I deleted all the apps on my phone, deleted all the social media apps on my phone. That's exactly what I did. And I felt like a hero. There's something about doing this that makes you feel like you're better than other people. I don't know about you, but you know, it's like in a subconscious way, you feel like you're better. Like, you're the kind of person who can leave social media. And just that thought can give you enough power to start making different steps. Like, for me, I started reading a lot more. I finished Talking to Strangers yesterday. I listened to the whole 2 hours left. It was an audiobook, so it was about 7 hours. I listened to all of it. Even when I finished work, I sat down there, put my headphones, and while I was eating my dinner, I was listening. And I finished it. And so when I finished reading Talking to Strangers, I had this thought about, you know, making a review on Goodreads. Because one of the things that I also wanted to do, one skill that I've wanted to learn, is how to write book reviews. Like, I read a lot of books, and I've been thinking that this could be a source of income by, you know, making book reviews using affiliate links, and actually people, if they enjoy the review, and because I've actually read the book, I can say whether they're going to be useful to them or not. They can use those links and buy the books, and I can get a commission. Of course, it's going to be cent, because books are not that expensive. If you're getting 1% of $20, that is like, what, $0.02 or $2, I don't know. And I decided I was going to write book reviews. I searched YouTube how to do it, and I just realized I could never get that skill without practicing. So this morning I wake up at 4 a.m. now every day. I read, and then I wrote my morning pages. I'm using this website called 750words.com. It used to be free, it's no longer free, and I found the website again through Daniel. And so it's actually $5 a month, but you have 30 days free. And I put myself a challenge to actually write for the whole of June every single morning. Like, it's morning pages. It comes from an idea from Julia Cameron, who wrote The Artist's Way. It's a process of just dumping whatever thought is in your mind on the page and just clearing space, like freeing your working memory to be able to do things. So I cleared that. It's been day 3 now, which is sort of the beginning, and it's exciting now of doing that. And so that's how I left social media in a nutshell. Decided to delete everything, put up the announcement that will not be available. I just simply put up a link showing, you know, my newsletter is going to be active. That's one thing that I chose to focus on. My newsletter, every Monday I'll be sending updates, whether it's articles that I've written, what I'm thinking, what I'm studying, what I'm reading, who inspired me, things like that. So even my YouTube, I removed YouTube from my phone because I always was checking and watching. I'm really gearing towards consumption, like learning and creating. Learning to create and creating to learn. It's incredible how you realize how much control you have. And that's going to be another episode. Today, I want to talk about why everybody is a stranger. So let me not go into a tangent that will lead us to a different rabbit hole. Because I also noticed yesterday that I wanted to start keeping these episodes about 15 minutes, at least from the start, like to know, you know, like this is what's going on and you should be expecting it to be at least 15 minutes at the most. And really get the ideas. The main idea today for today's episode, after, you know, my ramble for the past 8 minutes, is that everyone in your life is a stranger. In Talking to Strangers, Malcolm Gladwell really essentially just makes the argument that we don't really know who we're talking to on a regular basis. And so in my article, I just pulled out 2 points. I think it's a book you should read. There should be a free audio version on YouTube that somebody uploaded. I'm not saying you should, it's legal or what, but hey, it's there. YouTube is free. So if you can listen to it, it's great. It's the book makes the argument that we don't know who we're talking to. And two things that I expressed in the article was, first, transparency. We assume that we actually, like, what we see is not what we get. Actually, I'm going to forget what I wrote. Let me see if I can pull that up here real quick and see that. This is why you make a podcast, so you can actually, you know, use your computer while recording to research your article. And this is something that I like this because I'm learning about making your podcast. If you're going to talk about something I don't know what you're going to talk about, then there's a very high likelihood that you would forget what you were talking about and not say it. So everyone in your life is a stranger. Let me see the 2 points that I made here. The first one was, we're terrible at reading each other. I mean, I said that, just forgotten. I'm so smart. We're terrible at reading each other. And he uses a lot of examples to show how you see somebody and you think you know them. And we have this assumption that we know people because of their facial reaction. Like if somebody's upset, it's the face that they're going to make. If somebody's hiding something, it's the face they're going to make. But the argument that he makes, you know, using relevant information and experts and all that, is that if you don't know somebody, if you don't understand where they're coming from, if you don't understand their context and what is coupled to their context, coupling is this term that he uses to explain that things are tied to locations, places, and time. Like, for example, he uses Sylvia Plath, who is a renowned poet who committed suicide in England, I believe, and talks about how because certain things were changed, if those things had been changed just a couple of years earlier, there's a very high chance that she might still have lived a longer life. Essentially, when he says we're terrible at reading, that means if you assume that you know somebody by their facial expressions, their body language, you don't. For example, somebody who naturally twirls their hair or is just always fidgety, is always shaking and looking like they're about to commit a crime. If you know that that's who they are, if you know that, for example, this man is always just shaking, it doesn't matter whether he's committing a crime, it doesn't matter whether he's hungry, or take, for example, me. I get very angsty when I'm hungry. I get really upset. Like, I get, with my body temperature rises. When I get stay for food too long, I do intermittent fasting sometimes, actually, without wanting to, but past a certain limit, my body starts shivering. Now, imagine you see me, I don't have this information, you don't know anything about this. Imagine you're a police officer, for example, in a car, and I'm heading to maybe to McDonald's to go and get something, or to, I don't know, Subway. I'm going to Walmart to buy food, to come and make food. Imagine you're talking to me and I'm being, annoyed. Like, I'm hungry, man. I want to go and eat my food. The way the information, the evidence was painted in the book, it shows that police officers are trained to pick up on these cues that may not necessarily mean that someone is a criminal. And that's scary. To think about the fact that what you see about somebody, for example, somebody, you might think somebody is flirting with you when that's just the way the person talks to every single person. Like, just consider that. Say you're single, you're looking for a relationship, you go to a restaurant, and then you have this server who's just really, really nice, and he's very attentive, and he's listening, and that is just who they are, whether they're talking with kids or with adults or grandparents. Like, there's so many multiple examples in the book about how if you cannot, you cannot read somebody. Like, we just are not good at reading people. And the second point was that context idea, the coupling of context, which is if you don't know where somebody is coming from, if you don't know where they have been, what their life is like, what decisions they've made, their personal experiences, if you don't have this information, you cannot tell for sure what is going on. The other things that I bring to, like transparency and default to truth, and many, many, many more terms that I think you enjoy better by reading the book or listening to the audiobook, which is, I'll find a link and put it in the description as well for the full audiobook on YouTube. But I think it's a well, written book, well told, with a lot of evidence. But then my subtitle was A Quick Bias Overview of Talking to Stranger by Michael Gladwell, because I think there are aspects that need to be considered about the author still being subjective. Like, this is just one man's opinion. He's done research, he's connected points, he's at, got evidence and made arguments, but it's still just one man's opinion. It's always good to keep open the idea that Malcolm Gladwell is not a god. Like, he doesn't know the truth. He makes his point, he does his research, he ties it really well. And the audiobook was great. Like, I really enjoyed the experience listening to Janelle Monáe's music and the voice acting, and just Malcolm Gladwell also reading his book and making his points together with interviews of the people that he was talking to. So there's a lot there that was really enjoyable. And the conclusion for me was that everyone is a stranger. Like, even if I don't believe everything he said, I don't believe his arguments, in my own life, I can see evidence of the fact that there are moments that I thought I knew what was going on, but looking back, I didn't. The moments that I was trusting somebody that I shouldn't have trusted. The moments that I didn't see the betrayal coming and only saw it later on. Like, the moments that just point to the fact that our default to truth as humans is that we believe people until they give us enough reasons to not believe them. That's like the majority of the default. And the twist there is that this is necessary for us as human beings to survive, because if we chose to do the opposite, which was to not believe people until they gave us reasons to, then society would not function the way it would. So we're coming close to the 15-minute mark, and I promised you this was going to be closer to 15 minutes, at least for the first, 7-10 episodes, until I figure out exactly what it is that I'm doing. And today we're talking about how everyone is a stranger, and I mentioned how I left social media. So Let me know in the comment section if there's something that you would like us to address. I say, awesome, me, myself, and I will still be back tomorrow. It's 100 days of the daily podcast. This is day 2, June 2nd. Yesterday, I think I said May 1st, June 2nd. And I'll be coming back tomorrow with more. Don't know what it's going to be, but I can assure you it's going to be an idea that I've been thinking about. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Share this if you enjoyed it. I will be talking to you tomorrow.